WPKY Saturday Morning Quarterback Show is on the air on 1580, 103.3 WPKY and WPKYonline.com. Time to take a look back at last night's Caldwell game. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
I think that's good, and you know, for one night we're going to be bitter enemies and play for the home playoff game, and you know it'll probably be a big crowd over there. You know they've gotten healthy and they've got some kids back, so you know we're looking forward to it.
Now, as far as the Mayfield game goes, when you guys come back, do you watch that game and go over it, or do you just try to kind of put that in the rearview mirror?
No, we're going to watch it. It's something that we need to study and see. How far away we are on being better. You know, I thought defensively a lot of times we played pretty good. You know, Mayfield has a really good run game, and we did a good job of stifling that. And we didn't do a terrible job of stopping some of their passing game. And they just big played us some. And, you know, it's something that it's really loss is the best kind of learning tape you can have, because you really get exposed for what you need to get better at. So we're going to watch it and we're going to learn from it. And, you know, I shared the film last night so the kids have it. And, you know, we'll use it to move on.
Yeah, I was going to say that you come out last night and they blocked the punt on the first series, and I think they take over like the 25 or 30 yard line, but you guys held them out, turned them over on downs and got the ball back, and you think, okay, maybe we've got a little momentum now and here we go, but we just never could dig out of that early hold field position wise.
Yeah, there, you know, when you look at a score 52-0, it doesn't, what good can you find? But there were some good things in there, you know, and keeping them out after a blocked punt, that's huge, because they're really good offensively. So, you know, there's some good things about the game that we can brag on the kids about, but there's also some things that that we got to improve on, and the kids know that. You know, I've got really good kids playing for me this season. You know, they're committed. You know, even when the game was out of hand last night, I had kids encouraging each other, and you know, and that's big, because that shows that kids are in it for the long haul. It's not just a Friday night to Friday night. Well, I'm going to be super happy this Friday because we're winning, and then I'm going to be in a bad mood. You know, kids understand the big picture, and you know, we're trying to advance as far as we can in the playoffs, and that means sometimes that you got to fight through adversity and keep playing hard even when you're getting beat. And you know, I felt like the kids did that. I thought they played hard all night, and so that's encouraging, and us as coaches are going to continue to stay positive and use that to build on it. You know, when everybody's on the same page and is willing to work hard, you can get some things done. So we're not going to pout about this. Mayfield smacked us around, and we're gonna use that to motivate us as we move on.
If you look at the stats from last night's game, Mayfield only had 64 rushing yards on 18 attempts. So my quick math says that's less than 4 yards a carry. So that's not bad, but it seems like in the past, if you'd held Mayfield to 64 yards, you'd have felt pretty good about it. But the Robbins kids able to throw the ball a little bit on you.
Yeah, I mean that they got, you know, one thing that we've got some kids playing this year that hadn't played football in a couple years, you know, and some of those kids were matched up against kids that were all state.
Yeah.
You know, they've got really good players, and even though I've got some kids that are like sophomores and juniors, we're still pretty young, relatively speaking, and they are a very experienced football team. I mean, Matt Hoover and Malik Kirby, they've been playing football for varsity football for a long time, a lot of games, and you know, I got kids that hadn't played football in 2 years, and matching them up with them. So, you know, they didn't just blow us away all the time. We competed with them at times, but you know, when you give teams like that a short field, and they're going to take advantage of it. And it was just not our night. You know, we just never really. You got to get something going early offensively against them, and we couldn't do it.
You had a chance late in the game, got inside the 10. Did you think about maybe throwing something in the end zone or kicking a field goal just to get some points on the board?
I thought about it, but, you know, with all the drama that went on at the end of the game, I just wanted to get off the field and go, because, it's 52-0, and they're mad because, you know, we're continuing to play and hit their kids. So I just wanted to get the kids to the locker room and get out of there as fast as I could. So I – I don't understand some of the things they did at the end of the game. You know, I don't really it's not really the kind of things that we would do to people. So, you know, and when they do some of the things that they do, and then our kids keep playing and keep flying around and hitting, and then they get mad. I'm like, what do you expect? You know, when you're throwing the ball up 45-0 late in the fourth quarter, you know people are gonna hit you the next play. They choose to do that. That's fine, but we're not gonna do things like that, and we're gonna move on. And you know, the football part of it, we wanna compete with them football wise, but you know, it's just not who we are.
Well, where do you think you guys stand now as you get ready for that last three-game run in the season, the regular season?
Well, I feel like the kids will come back fired up, ready to go. You know, we're gonna play Todd in his senior night, so that'll be our last regular season home game. So we'll hopefully that'll be a really good night for us, and then we're gonna get geared up to go play Crittenden County and hopefully lock up that home field game. And you know, then we're going to go to Murray and finish up the season. So, and that'll be a big game. I think they're undefeated. So, one of the top teams in 3A. So, we'll go down there and get a really good test before we start the playoffs.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see Murray and Mayfield match up. But after all the district stuff, the shakeup, you know, going from four teams to six teams in the district, they don't play each other this year.
No, they're not. And, you know, I'll put it like this. One of them is not going to play the other one unless they have to.
Yeah. It's Saturday Morning Quarterback live from McDonald's in Princeton this morning. Thanks for joining us. Tiger head coach Aaron McClung is with us this morning. We need to get to a timeout, but we'll come back and talk more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
With Planters Bank, you're served up points with every swipe of your Planters check card with You Choose Rewards. You'll earn points on every credit transaction you make with your Planters Bank Visa check card. Visit PlantersBankOnline.com to learn more. You Choose Rewards on the Planters Visa check card. Reason number 15, that Planters is the bank where you can expect great things. Member FDIC.
Legendary sound of Tom Petty. WPKY and Hancock's Neighborhood Market present your chance to win tickets to the ultimate Tom Petty experience, Southern Accents. Live at the River Park Center in Owensboro on November 1st. Don't miss this incredible tribute. Just visit WPKYonline.com. Feel the music, remember the legend, and maybe see the show for free. Enter now, courtesy of Hancock's Neighborhood Market at WPKYonline.com.
Have you seen it? At WPKY, you asked and we listened. Our website now has upgraded features, making it easy to find what you need when you need it. Your local news edge with names you know.
I'm Tammy Hetcock.
I'm Edward Marlowe reporting for your news edge.
And voices you trust.
With your WPKY news edge, I'm Alan White.
Covering the people, schools, businesses, and communities that matter to you.
For your WPKY news edge, this is George Kilgore.
Late breaking weather, local forecasts, and photos.
I'm Josh McClawson with your Ag Edge Weather.
Community info and calendar, church events, and local organizations that you belong to, love, and follow.
I'm Noah Booth for Something You Should Know.
Your athletes, your teams, all covered by names you trust.
Eddie Owen here.
Scott Brown.
And faces you know.
This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com.
The info you need, the people you love. No fees, no hoops to jump through. All in one place. WPKYonline.com. The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback live from McDonald's in Princeton this morning. Kiowa County Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung is with us. And Coach, had Jay Burkett on my Thursday show this week, and he talked about how all the kids at Mayfield start playing junior pro football, and they kind of learn the same system all the way up. And you were talking earlier about how their kids have a lot of experience, and I think that's one thing that kind of gives them that they basically play the same style of football for 7 or 8 years.
Well, they say that, but if you go watch their little league play, I don't think they're running a spread offense and throwing 45-yard passes.
They don't have a Gray Robbins out there. It kind of makes a difference.
Well, I mean, they do. He's just in the fourth grade.
Yeah. But the same terminology and those kind of things probably helps them maybe put a little bit ahead of everybody else, maybe.
You know, Mayfield Because I grew up there. They've said that for years that they run this same system, and maybe they did back when when they were running the bone, when they're in the wishbone.
Yeah.
I don't see how they could run the same system that they run in high school. They probably use some of the same regular terms, but you know they got a lot of guys over there that play football there that help with their little league and that don't leave Mayfield. And that helps, you know, when you got guys that have gone through the high school system and then coach a little league. That is probably what helps more than anything, because they teach some of the same concepts, because it's what they know. That's all they know. If they played high school football, that's the last football they know, so they're teaching the same kind of things. You know, and even though Coach Dew has only been the head coach for three or four years, he's been there for a long time, and a lot of those other assistant coaches have been there a long time. So I'm sure they're doing some of the similar things. But we do some of that too. I mean, you know, we got Ty Jenkins coaching the league, and he played in our system, and he's trying to do some of those things, and he does a good job. And there's some other guys, and our little league coaches ask us stuff, and we try to help them out as much as we can. So, you know, it would be hard for any little league program, even like sixth graders, to run the high school offense, you know, unless you're a wing T team,
yeah.
And you're under center, but I'm sure there are some basic stuff that they do the same, but you can't do it all.
Well, you also look at some differences, and Mayfield and Caldwell County are both Class 2A schools, but when you look at Caldwell County, we're the only school in the county where, if you look at Mayfield, it's an independent school district,
yeah,
in a much larger county, so they have a little bit bigger pool of people to pull from.
Yeah, they do. I mean, in Caldwell County, I think we have about 13,000 people in the whole county. And there's about 11,000 people in Mayfield, in the city.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about a county that has 50 or 60,000 people. So, you know, and they're some of the, you know, they have open enrollment there. So there's some kids that live in the county that are going to that school. So, you know, and Graves County Little League has six teams. And Mayfield, I don't know how many Mayfield has, but you got a lot of kids over there playing football, and you got a lot of kids moving back and forth between schools. And so they have access to some more kids than we do. You know, we're a small county and a small community, but we take a lot of pride in football, and we take a lot of pride in what we do. So we're not making excuses. You know, they beat us Friday night, but you know, we're going to come back. We're going to get ready, and you know, that's our goal. We want to beat them, and it's not an impossible task, but it's going to take it's going to take a special group of guys to go out and beat them. You know, they're good every year, but that's what we're going to try to do.
Yeah, that's a situation, though, that's not unique to Mayfield. I just bring it up because it does make the playing field a little different, but like Murray's in the same situation.
Yeah.
There's a lot of small schools across the state that are small schools by enrollment, but it'd be like saying, you know, University Heights Academy in Hopkinsville is a small school, but they're in Christian County, so, you know, there's a whole lot more people to choose from.
Well, you don't see it as much in Christian County because they're the same school district.
Yeah.
And it's just like with Madisonville and Hopkins County, they're the same school district. And when they're the same school district, usually the district will make sure that these kids go to this school and these kids go to this school, and there's not as much transferring around. It is an advantage when you have an independent school district within a large, it's just with Paducah-Tillman. I mean,
yeah.
Paducah-Tillman and McCracken County are separate school districts. Paducah-Tillman is just a bigger version of Mayfield. Owensboro in Davis County, you know, Pikeville. There's lots of examples, and all you got to do is go to the state championship games, and it's full of independent school districts within larger counties because they can pull those kids. So
just a little different playing field, and I just bring that up because sometimes people talk about how a small school succeeds, and it's like, yes, but they do have an advantage that maybe another small school doesn't have somewhere down the line.
You don't see, when you go to the state championship game, you don't see a lot of schools that are this county.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of those there. You know, there will be one or two every year, but there's not a lot of those that make it. It's usually one word of usually the city, and there's usually a county school there, but, you know, It's definitely an advantage. Yeah.
We mentioned the next game up for you guys is Todd County Central, and that's a date on the schedule that has undergone some revisions along the way. It was originally there, then it was here, then it was Friday. Now it's a Thursday game for you.
Well, they've had some chaos go on over there. You know, their coach quit right before July, and you know they wanted to make sure that they had an even number of games, and it was scheduled to be over there, but they needed to have it switched, so we switched it. So, I mean, having six home games is great, but we'll only have four next year. But, you know, we should have two home scrimmages instead. So hopefully that'll even out, and we can make that work. And we've had six away games before. There were some years where Coach Barnes coached that we had to do that, but you know, we'll try to get it evened out after next year, and you know, hopefully we'll have a bunch of home playoff games, and that'll make up for it. So,
kind of weird though how it ends up on a Thursday, and that's just a referee thing, right?
Yes, that is. There a referee shortage throughout the state, so they come to us. J. Davis comes to us and asks us what games we'd be willing to move, and I thought that the Todd County game worked out good to move because, you know, it's right before Crittenden and coming off fall break. So hopefully it'll be a good move for us.
And you guys will get that extra day to get ready for Crittenden County.
That's right. There was a reason why we picked that. You know, the Crittenden County game is really important. It's a really important game, but, you know, we want to take care of Todd County first.
Well, at Madisonville North Hopkins has played two Thursday games this year, so it's just interesting how it kind of shakes out.
Anytime you play somebody outside of the region, you don't get priority on referees. Oh. So we have the second region referees. So if you have two second region teams, you're going to take priority over playing a first region team. So I think that's the reason why they had to move the Tillman game, and so.
Caldwell County now 5-2 on the season after falling to Mayfield out at Tiger Stadium last night. Coach, Hall of Fame night, that's always a big night. And I guess you guys were in the locker room and didn't get to see the ceremony, but a lot of fun at halftime. And the crowd there gave a big round of applause to all the Hall of Famers, so it was fun.
Yeah, that's cool. It's a cool thing that they do. And, you know, two of the players played for me, and they were great players and played on some really good teams, and I was glad to see that they got some of the older guys that have probably you know, I think that's more important for their families than them and Sue Mama to see those people, because there's a lot of people that make Caldwell County football what it is and have been supporters, and it's nice to see those people get recognized.
I've always been glad that we kind of look for those people behind the scenes to kind of give them some recognition. And I don't know if every Hall of Fame is that way, but there's a lot of people in the Caldwell County Football Hall of Fame who have done a lot of different things for the team over the years.
There's a lot of people that have made Caldwell County football what it is. And, you know, a lot of places don't, you know, and we've got a lot of the important people in, and a lot of places don't have a Hall of Fame. And I think part of the reason is because they've waited so long that they don't know where to start. You know, who do you put in first? But we've recognized a lot of the important people in the history of Caldwell County football, and that's a good thing, and I'm glad we do it.
It would be awesome if we could have an all-sports Hall of Fame at Caldwell County, but like you mentioned, it's so much time has passed, and we're, 71 or 2 years into the existence of Caldwell County High School and Caldwell County High School sports, that if you started an all-sports Hall of Fame, the first thing you'd have to figure out is who goes into that first class, because there's so many people that would deserve to be in that.
Yeah, there's been, you know, we have professional athletes that have come through here, so it would be difficult to choose who it would be.
We're talking this morning with Tiger head coach Aaron McClung. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. We're at McDonald's, as we always are on Saturday morning throughout the football season. We need to get to a timeout, but we'll have more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride. Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help. U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
School is in session, which means sniffles and sore throats are too. But Princeton Drug makes it simple. Feeling sick? Just pull up to our drive-thru and get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. No appointment needed. It's only $40 for testing, and if you need medication, our pharmacists can prescribe it right there in the drive-thru. You'll leave with your results, a prescription, and a school or work note, all in about 20 minutes, without leaving your car. Stay ahead of sick days. Stop by Princeton Drug's drive-thru and get back to what matters.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Get ready to relive the legendary sound of Tom Petty. WPKY and Hancock's Neighborhood Market present your chance to win tickets to the ultimate Tom Petty experience, Southern Accents. Live at the River Park Center in Owensboro on November 1st. Don't miss this incredible tribute. Just visit WPKYonline.com. Feel the music, remember the legend, and maybe see the show for free. Enter now, courtesy of Hancock's Neighborhood Market at WPKYonline.com.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback from McDonald's in Princeton. Kiowa County with a 52-0 loss to Mayfield last night. Mayfield got out to a 21-0 lead after one quarter. It was 38-0 at halftime, and the snowball just kind of went from there. Let's check some other scores. A little interesting score here. McCracken County won over Hopkinsville last night, 59-56. And, Coach, that's interesting because the week before, McCracken lost to Murray, 59-56.
Well, it's a lot of points in 2 weeks. Yeah. Defensive coordinator is probably pulling his hair out. I remember those days. I had some of those kind of games when I was the defensive coordinator for Coach Barnes. And, you know, you're happy that you won, but it's really kind of miserable when you're up there in the box and somebody keeps scoring and keeps scoring. So, I bet that their defensive coordinator's grumbling.
Well, it almost turns into an arena league football game at that point, and you're really, from a defensive standpoint, just trying to make a couple of stops somewhere.
Yeah, you just want to make enough stops to win the game. So, you know, that's probably where they were. And you know, McCracken County is a good football team. They got beat by Mayfield bad as well, but you know, they're good. And I think that's, even though Hopkinsville lost, I don't think that's a bad loss for them necessarily, and you know, I'm sure it hurts their seeding, but you know, that's good to see that they're being competitive with McCracken.
Murray had another big win last night, 56-0 over at Webster County, and no surprise in that one, and I believe Murray is still undefeated.
Yeah, Murray is really good, and they scrimmaged Mayfield just for a couple quarters, and they moved the ball a little bit on Mayfield, and they're good. They haven't played as nearly a tough a schedule as Mayfield has. They beat McCracken, but it'll be interesting to see how we match up with them. They're big, you know. They're big, and we've got speed. They got good, decent speed too. But you know, I don't think they're as good as Mayfield, even though they're undefeated. So that'll be an interesting game for a lot of teams to see as we head into the playoffs.
Paducah Tillman over Logan County last night, 35-27. Were you a little surprised at how close that game was?
Yeah, I haven't even seen that score yet. That's really surprising. You know, I know Logan County has been good for the last 4 or 5 years, but that's surprising that they're able to hang with Tillman. That's a good sign for Logan County. I'm sure Tillman is not happy with that, the way they've been blowing people out.
Apollo beat Graves County last night, 14-7. I think Graves has just one win this season, so it's been kind of a tough year for them. But they also took Madisonville North Hopkins to overtime, and Madisonville beat Tillman. So sometimes it's just all about matchups, I guess.
And, you know, Graves graduated all their linemen last year, and they return a good crop of receivers, and they have a new quarterback. But if you can't protect, that really puts you in a bind. I'm surprised at that score. I would have thought Graves would have beat Apollo, but you know, Apollo Apollo is can surprise you. You know, they beat McCracken. Oh. They beat a good McCracken team last year, and you know they have Coach Edge there, and he does a good job. And you know, I'm sure that Coach DiBernardi is not happy with that. But you know, Graves is a young football team, and I think that they're going through some growing pains, and they're probably going to be really good next year.
Owensboro over Marshall County, 62-7. No real surprise there. And Union County beat Hopkins County Central, 42-22. I think Hopkins County Central is having some problems with numbers. There must be some injuries or some guys leaving the team or something, because their roster's kind of short right now.
Really? They didn't play like that against us.
No,
you know, that I thought after the first game that Hopkins Central, I was really surprised at how good they were. You know, we beat them by 12, but I thought they were better than I expected. But it seems like that they have just really gone backwards since that game. So, you know, I'm not surprised that Union County manhandled them like that. Union County is a really good football team, and Hopkins Central is not doing well.
Christian County had a long trip yesterday and then a long night at the football stadium. They fall at South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, 69-8. And, Coach, that's interesting to me because South Pittsburgh, I hadn't heard of that school. So
I don't know. I don't know where South Pittsburgh is.
It's near Chattanooga, almost the Alabama line.
Wow. That's
three-and-a-half-hour trip.
That's a long way to go to get 70 points put on you.
But I think Christian County and Hopkinsville this season, with the schools merging next year, had a difficult time finding opponents.
Yeah.
So this is kind of one of those deals where they had to find somebody to fit that spot. And
well, nobody
South
wants
Pittsburgh.
To.
Yeah.
We signed 2-year contracts,
yeah.
So nobody wants to play Christian County or Hopkinsville this year, even though, you know, they're beatable, but nobody wants to play them because they're going to play the consolidated schools next
right.
year. And that's a – you know, you don't – Hopkinsville and Christian County aren't that good this year. Hopkinsville is decent, but you know, you never know what they're going to be like when they consolidate. They should be really good, and you know, they got a lot. They'll have a ton of kids to pick from.
There was a big game over in the other district last night. Owensboro Catholic beat Hancock County 41-14. I saw Hancock County scrimmage over at Hopkins County Central before the season started. I thought they were pretty solid, so that's a pretty good win for Owensboro Catholic.
Yeah, Hancock is a good team. They're big. They're really big. But Owensboro Catholic is the best team in that district, and you know, hopefully we'll see them down the road.
Yeah. You know, you start trying to compare the two districts to see where we might go or who we might host in the playoffs. And right now it looks like Owensboro Catholic is going to be the one over there. I'm thinking Hancock County will probably be the two, and then McLean County and Fort Knox.
That's what I would predict, too. I think, you know, that I think our district is much better than that district. So, you know, as far as that goes, it'll all come down to these last two district weeks of who gets the home game and who gets. I do think Hancock will for sure be the 2 seed. So the 3 seed, I don't know if Fort Knox and McLean have played, but hopefully that'll be one of our opponents, Fort Knox or McLean County.
I kind of felt all along that if we could get that number 2 seed and we still need to beat Todd County and Crittenden County to get there, that McLean County would probably come here.
Yeah, and you know, we owe them a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, they came a few years ago, I feel like they upset us in the playoffs. So hopefully we could get a little revenge for that in a playoff game and move on to the next round.
You know, that's not a bad trip either way, really. It's about an hour or two from Calhoun to Princeton. So
it seems like a long trip.
Yeah, well, you kind of get in the middle of nowhere out there, but it's not all that far compared to some of the first-round playoff matchups you kind of see sometimes.
Yeah, it definitely seems like a long trip with a lot of fields on either side of the road.
A couple of Thursday games, one of them in the district, Crittenden County over Todd County Central, 45-8. So Crittenden County is getting people healthy, getting a little better, and Todd County Central is just kind of struggling this season.
Yeah, I mean, Todd's had their back against the wall ever since the season started. You know, I feel bad for them and their kids, because anytime the coach bails on you right before the season, that's just, I don't know how it, I mean, when your leader bails on you and you're getting ready to play a season, it's hard on kids. So I'm glad they stuck it together and they got one of the assistants to step up and take over. And, you know, we'll definitely know, treat them respectfully when they come here after fall break.
Madisonville North Hopkins, I mentioned another Thursday game for them. They won at Muhlenberg County 56-12. I believe the Maroons are still unbeaten this season.
Yeah, you know, Coach Price has done a good job. They got a really good group over there. They have an excellent running back, and their defense is just killing it. They're so big up front. It's hard to move the ball on them. They don't have to blitz you much because they're so big and strong up front. But they got good athletes and got a good year. I'd say they got a good chance to make a run at it. Yeah. I mean, I think they're number one in RPI. So it'd be interesting to see how the rest of their season plays out.
Now, one game that did not get played last night was Trigg County at Fort Campbell. That game has been postponed thanks to the federal government. And right now, Fort Campbell and Fort Knox, their seasons are on hold as we wait out a government shutdown.
Yeah, that's a shame, too, for those kids. You know, I don't really understand why that can't be worked out. They're still letting Army and Navy and Air Force play their play their games, so I don't understand why they're not letting these kids play. It's a shame because, you know, I don't know anything about Fort Knox, but Fort Campbell has, you know, a couple kids that they've got some impressive stats, and they're trying to make a run at being All-State. So it's a shame that they're punishing those kids because our government can't work stuff out. It's just it just looks barely bad. But they've rescheduled. I think the Trigg game, they're going to play it at the on Halloween. So
actually, at least it's going to be that Thursday.
Oh, okay,
they're going to play October 30th.
So at least they're getting to play that game because it has district seating implications and playoff implications. So hopefully they get that in.
But it doesn't just affect Fort Campbell and Fort Knox. It affects everybody they play. It affects Trigg County. Trigg County had to change its schedule, and it affected Fulton County because Trigg had to drop Fulton County, and now Fulton County doesn't have enough games.
Yeah, that stinks. You know, it's a shame that that adults can't work stuff out to benefit kids. It's an embarrassing thing that it would hold that up. So hopefully it'll get worked out.
Yeah, hopefully, and people will quit playing politics in Washington. Yeah, like that will ever happen. But, you know, they need to get that straightened out. And it's not just football. It's affecting volleyball. They had to cancel volleyball games this week. They've had to cancel soccer games. Soccer districts start next week. And as of right now, Fort Campbell is not going to be able to play in the 8th District Tournament unless something happens pretty quick.
Yeah, that's you know, all the other sports are starting their postseasons.
Yeah.
So it's effectively ending their season. So
I haven't checked the news today to see if there's any update, but, you know, last I saw it, it didn't look like either side was willing to move very much to make anything happen.
Yeah. I can't imagine being those kids and having your season end because of such a stupid reason. So.
Well, when we talk about district soccer, Kaawa County is going to host the 7th District Soccer Tournaments Monday and Tuesday at Butler Stadium. Both Caldwell County teams will be in action on Monday. The Lady Tigers will take on Madisonville North Hopkins in the first game at 5:30. The Tigers play Hopkins County Central in the late game at 7:30. Those are the only semifinal contests because there's only three teams in the district. Hopkins County Central's girls and Madisonville North Hopkins guys are already in the championship games for Tuesday, so we're just waiting to see who wins Monday to see who plays in the championship games on Tuesday. And coach, should be a big crowd at Butler Monday because both Caldwell County teams in action on the home field.
Oh yeah, there'll be a big crowd there, and it's a good place to come watch a game. So hopefully we can win on Monday night, and I think that'll put us both teams in the regional tournament. And you know, I know they want to play in the regional tournament. I feel like the soccer teams feel like our district is really tough. So, you know, if you can win a game in our district, it gives you maybe a more winnable game when you get to the region. So I think that's what they're hoping for, and I wish them good luck.
Both Caldwell soccer teams have a little momentum. The Lady Tigers have won 6 straight going into the postseason. They're 14-5. The Tigers, with a young team, have struggled at times this season, but have won 3 games in the last week, so a 3-game winning streak for them. And Colin Tamaro has been on a tear for the Tiger soccer team. The sophomore has 17 goals in the last 3 games. So that's a pretty good week. You know, you get 17 goals in 1 week, that's pretty good. Back-to-back 7-goal games. So
don't think I could score 17 goals. It was just me kicking the ball on the field by myself.
I don't think I had 17 goals in three seasons of Little League soccer. So good luck to the Tigers and Lady Tigers. And volleyball districts a couple of weeks away, so starting to wind down for the fall sports. But football season, we finished up week 7 last night. Tigers falling to Mayfield, but Caldwell County still 5-2 overall, 2-1 in the district. A week off next week, then Todd County Central comes here for a Thursday game, and then after that we go to Crittenden County to finish up the district slate. And the regular season ends with a trip to Murray on Halloween, October 31st. Coach, how'd that game get on Halloween? Just that Friday?
Yeah, it's that Friday. I think it'll be awesome to play on Halloween. Going down there, it's not an easy place to play. It's a great place to watch a game if you go watch the game, because you're basically sitting right on the sideline, and hopefully we'll come away with a win.
Now, you guys do go uphill one way and downhill the other when you're at Murray, right?
Yeah, it's a ridiculous field.
But it's old school.
It's a dump. It's old school. It's the locker room's a dump, and you're playing in the outfield of a baseball field. But we've had some. I was eager to keep them, even though they moved up to 3A. They were one of the first teams to call me, and I actually like playing Murray, and I want to beat Murray. So I was eager to keep them on the schedule, because I want the opportunity to go play them. And at times we've been district rivals, and maybe that's what's caused the rivalry between us and them. So I look forward to playing them, and I don't care how good they are. They were really good last year, and I felt like we went toe-to-toe for them for a long time. We just couldn't score when we needed to score. So, we're going to go down there and end the season and get ready for our first playoff game.
Now, when you have the choice in the second half, are there times where you want to go downhill in the fourth quarter toward the hospital? I think that's downhill at Murray.
I don't know.
It's uphill toward the school and downhill toward the hospital, I think. But, again, 3 games left in the season, and Tigers sitting at 5-2 right now. We're at McDonald's in Princeton this morning. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. We need to get to another timeout, but we'll talk with the coach more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Imagine owning your own slice of Kentucky paradise. Ranch and Farm Auctions, in cooperation with Whitetail Properties, present 580 acres in Crittenden County. Rich farmland, rolling timber, a cozy cabin, a sparkling lake, and top-notch hunting ground all in one place. Bidding happens on November 5th at 3 o'clock with 7 diverse tracks available. Bid in person at Foss Hall in Marion or at ranchandfarmauctions.com. Invest in the outdoors. Your future starts with Whitetail Properties.
Chick-fil-A of Hopkinsville wants to salute the outstanding achievements of our area student-athletes. Each week, a student-athlete will be chosen based on academics, athletics, and achievements. Watch for the Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com. Academics, athletics, and achievements at Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com.
This is Alan Watts with your Ag Edge, inviting you to join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. for the WPKY Morning Ag Report. We check in daily with Caldwell County Agriculture Extension Agent Shane Bogle, get the latest from fellow farm broadcaster Max Armstrong, take a look at the latest livestock market reports, hear the latest edition of Traveling the Bluegrass, and check the opening grain market with Hopkins Elevator's Ben Westerfield. That's the Morning Ag Report from your Ag Edge Network on 103.3 FM and 1580 AM WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are back at McDonald's in Princeton this morning for Saturday Morning Quarterback. Tiger head coach Aaron McClung with us this morning, and Tigers falling to Mayfield last night out at Tiger Stadium. But, Coach, we mentioned a little early in the show, but you guys are 5-2 now, and how do you kind of try to bounce back from that setback?
You know, it's just life. You know, you sometimes that you prepare and you prepare and you believe you can get something done and it doesn't happen, and that's how life works sometimes. And you just gotta get back up and get back to work. And you know, that's really the answer, because sometimes you're going to be super disappointed with things that happen to your life, and it's going to stink. And last night stunk, but we got more games, you know. And that's the thing you got to remember. As long as you still have another opportunity, you need to take advantage of it. Last night is not the end of the road for us. We got another game. We got more games coming. So, you know, that's what we took a whipping last night, but we're going to get back up and we're going to get back to work.
Can you kind of give us a scouting report on Todd County Central coming up in 2 weeks?
Yeah, they run kind of a wing tee kind of offense. Put a lot of people in the box. Don't try to throw the ball much. So, yeah, I haven't watched them much yet. So I watched them play other people. So I was focused on the other team. But you know that they want to run the ball. So that's what we're going to gear up for.
It's another Saturday and another big day in college football. Camden, what's the big game on the schedule today?
Well, today Vanderbilt goes on the road to face Alabama. It's probably the big matchup today. Either that or Miami versus Florida State. But a couple of local stuff. Western Kentucky played last night and won by a field goal.
They were underdogs.
Yeah. Delaware missed the game time field goal to force WKU to win. So WKU improves to 5-1 on the season. Murray State plays today against South Dakota. Murray State looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-4, but South Dakota is 2-3, so hopefully there's a good chance there. Mm-hmm. So FCS is different than FBS. Mm-hmm. So.
If you hear the word Dakota, it's going to be a tough game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Kentucky plays Georgia on the road to Athens, and last time Kentucky beat Georgia was in Athens, and that was in November 21st, 2009, whenever the Wildcats were coached by Rich Brooks.
Was that the Derek Lock game? Was that a Derek Lock big game for the Kentucky Wildcats?
No, I don't think so. Because
I get my years mixed up sometimes.
They came over a 20-6 halftime deficit and scored 14 points off of 4 Georgia turnovers. Yeah. The quarterback was Morgan Newton. He threw for 3 touchdowns, and Randall Cobb was on the team, and he ran for 2. So
I guess Derek Locke was before that then. Yeah.
Derek Locke was on that team as well. So. Yeah. So,
he was number 12, wasn't he?
Oh, that I don't remember.
And then Cobb, is he playing quarterback then? Is that when they when they did that stretch?
I don't think so. I don't think he's running quarterback. But
Kentucky used to always play Georgia pretty tough and would get a win every now and then.
Last year they did play pretty tough, and some might say we should have won that game. Some might say we should have, but shouldn't. But at the end of the day, it is still Georgia, and Kentucky's going to have a tall task, and they're just going to see how it happens, how it goes today.
They're not exactly catching Georgia at the best time.
No, they got beat by Alabama last week, so they might be pulling out some frustration on us. But every single time that Kentucky plays or Georgia plays Kentucky, Kirby Smart always says, you know, Kentucky fans, don't put it all on Mark Stoops, and notice how good Mark Stoops has been for all these years. And I'm like,
Well, Mark Stoops has done some good things, but he's been there an awful long time.
Yeah.
And some things have changed in college football while he's been there. And
yeah.
I don't know if he's caught up with some of those changes, like the NIL and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But another thing is the SEC. SEC changing. So it's a hard place to play, the SEC is. So.
And at some point, you have to have some offense, right, Coach?
You got to be able to score points to beat good people.
Yeah.
You know, you can have a really good defense. Defense, I believe, defense wins championships. But when you get when you play a good team, they probably have a good defense too, and you need to score points. So.
Yeah.
Like last night, you know, play Mayfield going in, you know, we needed to score 21 to 28 points to have a chance. And when you get into a game and you're going three and out, punting and getting punts blocked, it's hard.
Well, and if you score some points last night, it changes the dynamic of the game because now you're using more clock. Mm-hmm. They don't have the ball as often, so they don't score as many points. So now, you know, if you get in that 20-something range, you've made that a ball game.
Yeah, and we just never got in sync offensively. So,
Camden, any other big games on the
– Texas is playing Florida. On the road to Florida, so that could be a pretty good matchup. It's just with the SEC, you don't know, because Tennessee went on the road to Mississippi State last week and almost got beat. And I mean, playing on the road in the SEC is tough. But starting next week, basketball season kind of starts up with Big Blue Madness and the Blue and White game to follow that. So I think Kentucky fans are kind of waiting for that.
Yeah. Well, part of me thinks that it will be difficult for Kentucky football to ever compete in the SEC, especially with the addition of Texas and Oklahoma. However, Vanderbilt and Missouri are both currently in the top 25, and Coach, I don't see where Vanderbilt or Missouri have any more advantages over football in the South than the University of Kentucky does. So, you know,
I agree.
So there you have it. I mean, if those teams can compete, I mean,
the bottom two SEC teams are Kentucky and Mississippi State. Both teams played a top 25 team to the wire at home. They played Kentucky versus Ole Miss, went down to the wire, and Tennessee and Mississippi State did. So from top to bottom, you don't know whether you're going to win or lose unless it's like a Texas – or not even a Texas, but like an Alabama or a Georgia or somebody like that. You're just not going to know whether if you're going to win or not.
But everybody is welcome to just become an Ohio State fan where, we just win every week.
Yeah.
What league are they in, though? That's not Southeastern Conference, is it?
They just beat Southeastern Conference teams. We were 2-0 in the SEC last year.
Yeah, that is true. But watching them play against Washington last week was pretty impressive to watch that team play.
If you're trying to hang in there with Kentucky, though, you can look at the Ole Miss game and say, hey, that's a game we coulda, shoulda, probably won. Mm-hmm. And if you look back to the South Carolina game, we mentioned you can't turn the ball over. Use your running game to go down there and you know, control the tempo. Well, Kentucky gave up a scoop and score and a pick six, and
that
you
was
just
it.
Can't
yeah.
overcome that.
Yeah, I mean, and also that first game in the SEC always kind of defies stuff. Like, you want to start off 1-0 in the SEC. If not, it's going to go downhill. And we're seeing that with Kentucky. So hopefully they'll put a decent matchup. I'm not expecting to win from Kentucky at all, by no means. But just the good competitive game is what I'm hoping for today.
But the beauty of sports is you never know what's going to happen when you show up to the stadium or the ballpark or the gym. And Coach McClung, we've got three games left, and we need to have a good, strong run to finish the regular season and then see how far we can get in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's the best time of the year. You know, the weather starts turning cold. You get some real fall weather, and you know the days get shorter. So you don't spend as much time watching film. And, you know, you pretty much got all your basic foundational stuff in, and you're really just preparing for those Friday nights. So, and you know, anything can happen when you get late in the year like this. The weather becomes a factor, and how bad teams want to keep playing becomes a factor. And you really see that in like playoff games, because you know some teams they just want to end the season, and some teams are hungry and want to keep playing. And you know, like us last year, you know, those kids, they were fighting all the way to the end. We thought we could win every week, and you know, we ran into some really good teams, so hopefully this team will be like that too, and we can advance as far as it takes us.
Todd County Central coming up in 2 weeks. Coach, good luck. Appreciate you coming in and being on the show this morning.
Thanks, Todd.
Tiger head coach Aaron McClung. Again, the Tigers 5-2 overall, 2-1 in district play after the loss to Mayfield. Todd County Central is here in a couple of weeks. We get next week off. That's going to wrap us up this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback, live from McDonald's in Princeton. Thanks to Camden McGregor on controls this morning. This is Todd Griffin. Thanks for being with us here on 1580-103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.